thank you for staying. 20 minutes to write a MySQL shell plugin, and you will see I don't even need that that much, I guess. So who knows, who never heard about MySQL shell? Never? Oh, good. You should.
I've used it on other databases.
The MySQL shell?
No, ah. Shells.
Yeah, but here is MySQL shell. So unfortunately, I won't talk too much about the shell, right? But I will show you how it works, because I was expecting that a lot of people knew MySQL shell. If you want to know much more about MySQL shell, I wrote a lot of stuff on my blog, and I'm from Belgium, so I'm used to the Belgium water that you all had last night, so that's why I'm still up at the end of the day. So writing a plugin. To write a plugin, there are some steps that we need to think about, and the first one is the most complicated for me, I guess. It's the idea. What should my plugin do, right? And most of the plugins I'm sharing on GitHub are